All right, good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show. Time for first thoughts. 1 degree above zero. So the first thought is cold. The second one is my wife and I and some of our kids, a couple of them, were at a Christmas costume party last night. That was different and fun. Now, we didn't wear any costumes. I had been told that one area store in Eau Claire had a Grinch costume for $12. So I went looking, didn't find it, stopped at two different places. Truth be told, TJ Maxx and Savers, didn't see it. So I don't know. What were we? I said we were Christmas shoppers. We didn't even have Santa hats on. But, you know, not everybody was in costume, but you do feel awkward because you've got other people in various attire, and they're like, if I'm doing this, what are you doing? But I think a lot of people dressing as, and this was the a culmination from a wonderful ministry we've been a part of called Jesus Fit, and kind of a spiritual formation. They've got alternative churches, and this was the Christmas party, and a lot of food. We played the game, What Do You Meme? It's the second time I played it. I played it at a Thanksgiving gathering a week before Thanksgiving at my brother-in-law's house in Ellsworth, and I came from behind and won. We said it was up to three. You have a picture or a meme, and then you've got like seven cards, and you have to choose one that you think fits the picture, and whoever's turn it is decides which of those they think best fits. And I think a number of people had one. Some, including my daughter and one of her friends, had two on their way to three, and then I won three out of four, and boom, there you go. So that's my new, it's the new fun game. It's kind of taking the nation by storm. All right. Today in history, maybe we'll just leave. Maybe for later. It is. This is the day back in 2000 when more than a month after the votes were cast, Americans finally learned who their next president would be, and it wasn't going to be Al Gore. It was going to be George W. Bush. Okay, so we'll leave that there. And finally, we've been leaning on the broad shoulders of pastors past and present from the area to give us a devotional thought heading into the Christmas season here. Christmas now just 13 days away.
Hello, this is Travis Albrecht, lead pastor at Valleybrook Church in downtown Eau Claire. This Christmas season, I'm reminded of the powerful words of Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Think about that. Jesus as our Wonderful Counselor. Everything about him is wonderful. His birth, his works, his teaching, his death, his resurrection. And he offers divine counsel to us, helping guide our present choices and even redeeming our past mistakes. He is the mighty God who transforms broken lives and shows his power over every challenge we face. And he is the compassionate, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, bringing reconciliation with God and the rest to our souls. This season, I invite you to reflect. Do you need his guidance, his strength, his compassion, or his peace? Jesus came for you, and he came for those around you. He is all you need. I hope you will find his joy and hope in greater ways this Christmas season and share him with others. Keep looking up, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Pastor. One sports birthday. Apparently, Gorman Thomas turning 75 today, the center fielder on the Brewers team that made it to the World Series in 82, the one and only Brewers team that made it to the World Series. Wow, that is a feel old. Gorman, Storman Gorman, 75. Also, John Waller, younger than that. He is 55 today, though. Hard to believe. Here's one of his Christmas tunes on WIP.
That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Christmas morning, something wonderful is about to make my day.
Well, what do we got for special events today? It is Ambrosia Day. I remember Ambrosia chocolate in Milwaukee. And while the beer manufacturer, certainly the breweries, that smell of the yeast was distinctive. Oh, there was a sweet and wonderful smell of the chocolate. And I remember growing up, they would tell you that Ambrosia is the fourth leading chocolate manufacturer in the country. You hear a lot about Nestle and Hershey's, but yeah, Ambrosia. That smell, not been there in downtown Milwaukee for a while now. It is Ding-a-Ling Day, for whatever that means. It's Festival of, well, you got Gingerbread House Day today. It's International Soundcheck Day. It is Poinsettia Day. Salespersons have their own day. All right. I feel celebrated. And it's official Lost and Found Day. Thank God for the lost and found. Thank God that he found us, huh? We were lost. So a lot going on this frigid Friday morning, the 12th of December. First and foremost, tonight, Jacob's Well, One Fest, bringing in Rhett Walker and family for a terrific Christmas concert.
Yes, and really, really neat, as we've been saying. You hear the songs you know and love from the radio, Rhett Walker songs, the quote-unquote regular songs, plus Christmas favorites. But not only that, it's Rhett Walker with his family. And if you've seen any of the videos that we've posted on our Facebook page, or maybe you follow him on Facebook, it's just a really neat dynamic that he has with his kids. So a really cool opportunity. And you support OneFest. And again, when you think about these huge names that OneFest brings in for King and Country and Ben Fuller and just incredible, incredible artists that are coming, that's not free. I mean, the artists, it's not just so they can get rich. I mean, they have so many people that they need to pay as well, too, that it is very, very expensive to put on huge concerts like this. And so please support. Please support by coming.
Absolutely. There was a great turnout for last year's Sidewalk Prophets event, and hoping for a similar turnout for Rhett Walker and family tonight, Jacob's Well. And then also we've got not one but two deadlines for things people have been hearing about coming up on Sunday. And first and foremost, 60 Ways in 60 Days, trying to raise support for Feed My People Food Bank. Of course, many generous businesses contributing together $6,000 towards that effort. That's 12,000 meals.
Yes. And so, again, you've heard us talking about this for a long time, but we are coming down to the final stretch here. And, of course, our goal is to go way beyond that matching challenge. But we would just ask, hey, could you do what you can, knowing hopefully we've made you aware that the need this year truly is greater than ever before. When we had Padraig Gallagher in a week ago, he shared they are thinking it'll be 85,000 plus people that they serve this year, which is far, far more than their usual estimates. But he said just the last couple months, thousands who have never been to a food pantry before have come just because of the need, the time of year, the difficulties people are facing. And so I just go back to what Carly Rubenzer, when we talked with her several years ago, she says, if a child in front of me is hungry, I'm not going to stop to rant and rail, figure out, well, what failed them,
what
so that
caused
they're hungry.
It, yeah.
I'm just going to feed them. Mm-hmm. And I hope we have that same attitude as well.
Matthew 25 comes to mind. And then lastly, just a fun family activity, and this is the Home Sweet Home Gingerbread Graham Cracker House Contest.
Yes, so your gingerbread house, your graham cracker house, however you want to make it, if it's a house, if it's a train, if it's a nativity scene, whatever you want to do, it's fine. We just want you to do it together as families, and no age restrictions on this, all right? So young and old, do it together, have some fun. We've got great, great prizes, $600 in gift cards to give to the winning family. It's by random drawing, so don't worry about whether it falls apart or looks pristine. We don't care. We just want you to do it together. We're trying to, for lack of a better term, bribe you into spending some great family time together and making some memories.
Well, I think it's fantastic, so keep those pictures coming. It's going to be too cold to do things outside this weekend, so get that done and have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, this is our Friday morning tradition. Right around this time each Friday morning, we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know you're busy folk, especially this time of year, so we bring it to you in condensed, bite-sized form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
In India, a train took off without an operator. It went past several stations before it was safely brought to a stop.
Yeah, people knew something was wrong because the train was running on time.
Yeah.
Fossil records revealed that dogs may have begun working for humans as early as several thousand years ago.
It was supposed to be just a summer internship, but they really hit it off.
Man's best friend.
A new survey finds most travelers think airline food is pretty good these days.
Gordon Ramsay was unavailable for comment, but his screaming could be heard all the way from London.
Uh-huh.
A woman in Spain was arrested for trying to buy a baby for her daughter.
My mom wouldn't even get me a hamster.
Maybe that was smart.
A study conducted by professors at a German university found that children who snore tend to get worse grades in school than kids who don't.
Especially if they snore during math and English class.
Mm-hmm.
Research shows that people who multitask between multiple screens are more likely to have emotional issues.
And so are the family members seated at the same table trying to eat dinner.
Indeed.
And finally, the manager of a pizza restaurant in the UK got a nice surprise when a customer attempted to purchase a pizza with the manager's own credit card, which had been stolen the day before.
He called the police, had the suspect arrested, and in the ultimate form of payback, put anchovies on his pizza.
Gotcha.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, it is the 250th best of the week. This was an idea way back in our time together on the WIB Wake Up Show. We celebrate number 250 right now.
Hey, Mark. Hey, this is your friend Joe Hamill from Valleybrook. I just listened in this morning as I'm driving up to try to shoot a doe here in the antler season. My favorite memory growing up was just all those holiday gatherings with multiple cousins. I think I had 25 or 30 first cousins.
I think I got a solid half foot of snow at my house in Chippewa Falls. So plenty came, and I guess... You know what? The heavens just wanted to celebrate Nora's birthday, so.
That's right.
Oh, this is Jan from Chippewa, and my favorite Christmas memory is when my mom used to bake for days. She had seven children, and she would be baking for days, like cookies and popcorn balls and all kinds of stuff. But that's my favorite memory.
Today's number is $14 billion. That's a big one. That is the amount in dollars Americans spend each year on parking. About to increase once they start charging for parking in downtown Eau Claire.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Here's our question. Over 15% of us say we never do this. Never do what?
Going from Rice Lake.
All right. What's your guess?
Is it farting?
Oh.
Is
Yeah, there we go. Is it Christmas gas? No, that's a kind of reference I think in his... Thanksgiving song, Matthew West goes that direction, right?
Thank you so much for the call. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a whole story about that, too, because that is the one line that a certain child in my home just cannot stop repeating. Grandpa's passed out, passing gas. And we're stacking clues. We'll have the third one in a moment here, Hava.
The first one, we said, my wife really didn't like this. She didn't want my kids doing it.
The second clue was Halvo and I have both done this, but infrequently, not something we do often.
And thirdly, there's one particular NFL coach who is really known for this. Almost every time you see him, he's doing this.
This is Dale from Bloomer.
Dale, what do you think?
I think it's chewing gum.
You think it's chewing
gum? Why do you say that,
gum?
Dale?
Because I never chew gum.
Okay.
Never chew gum. And again, it would be that Howell and I would rarely chew gum.
Yeah.
That Peggy didn't really want the kids to chew gum. And is there an NFL coach that's known for chewing gum?
There is. Dale, you just won the best Christmas pageant ever. Free digital download.
Well done, Dale. Yeah, we were thinking of Pete Carroll, who's just chomping and champing on gum constantly. Yes, over 15% of us, in fact, 16% of people say never chew gum. Just don't do it at all. And Dale, you already said, hey, I'm one of those people that just doesn't chew gum, right?
That's right. And your clue helped a lot, too, because I knew who you were talking about.
Well, there you go.
This is Kurt, and I remember a Christmas when I was about 12 years old, and I got my first bike for Christmas. It was a Schwinn with a built-in headlight on the front fender and brakes on it and shock absorbers on it, and... I remember that. I will always remember that Christmas. Thank you.
That is a classic memory, Caleb.
Yes, thank you, Kurt. I could picture that bike again in my head and just love hearing how special that was to you.
There you go, the best of the week.
Number 250. Thanks, Alvo, for putting that together, as always.